Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
Let's dive into today's question.
Yeah, so this time the question is, what is an allergy?
Well, it is allergy season.
Oh, yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, and millions of Americans experience some form of allergy on a regular basis, and the symptoms can be frustrating to say the least. Researchers do have a general idea of why some of us experience these symptoms, but we still have a few mysteries to solve when it comes to allergies. More on this in a minute.
Hey, Ask Us Anything fans. It's Corinne, the editor-in-chief here at Popular Science, jumping in to let you know about our brand new digital exclusive magazines. These quarterly issues feature our award-winning science journalism, the very best gadgets, and, of course, answers to your most mind-burning questions. But being an official PopSci subscriber gets you so much more than that. Our desktop and mobile apps have a catalog of more than 15 years of back issues. My favorite new feature? Siri or Google Assistant will read you the magazine. That means you can listen to PopSci the way you would listen to a podcast. To get in on the action, go to popsci.com/subscribe. Our very first digital issue, which is all about the science and necessity of finding chill, is already there waiting for you to dig in.
So, according to the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, more than 50 million Americans experience various types of allergies each year. In fact, according to that same report, allergies are the sixth leading cause of chronic illness in the United States. Which brings us to the main point. What are allergies?
Yeah, totally. My allergies have been so bad this year, so I'm so eager to hear what is going on.
Yes, I'm ready to divulge this information. So,
excellent.
An allergy is a condition in which the immune system generates an abnormal reaction to an otherwise harmless substance. That substance is called an allergen, and it can take countless forms, from dust mites to mold, grass, pollen, and different types of food can all elicit reactions in some people while having zero effect on others. When you have an allergy to something, your immune system sees the substance as potentially harmful, and it invokes a series of reactions in a similar way to how it would respond to a dangerous virus or bacterium. Here's the nitty-gritty.
Ah, yes. I love getting into the nitty-gritty.
Yes, same here. Say, for example, you are allergic to dust mites, which are these microscopic beings that actually look pretty intimidating under a microscope. I Googled them. I don't recommend it. But anyway, say you encounter an area inhabited by some of these intimidating dust mites. Your body detects them as foreign, which triggers your white blood cells to produce what are called IgE antibodies. They then attach themselves to a special type of cell in our immune systems called mast cells. These cells then release chemicals called histamines, which, when produced in mass, help to rid the body of invaders. This sudden influx of histamines also generates all the annoying symptoms associated with allergies, which include but are not limited to sneezing, runny nose, itchy eyes, or, if you have food allergies, vomiting, diarrhea, or respiratory symptoms like wheezing. I feel like I'm doing a commercial for Claritin or Pepto-Bismol.
Totally.
So when faced with a true threat, such as a cold virus, this army of histamines helps in part to rid your body of the bug. But since dust mites aren't actually dangerous, all that sneezing and itching is for nothing and happens every time you're exposed to the allergen. If you have spring allergies to various types of pollen, for example, that can mean having symptoms nearly every day for several months.
Yes, I've totally been feeling that this spring, and it's been like the worst it's been in years. And I've been like clutching my Flonase every day. It's like the only thing that helps.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I personally don't have any quote unquote seasonal allergies, and I do feel extremely lucky for it.
Yeah, I actually used to be that way when I was younger. I like felt like very lucky that I didn't have any seasonal allergies. But for whatever reason, now my immune system decided that it hates pollen. But anyway, so these seasonal struggles are certainly painful and life interrupting, but I don't think I would call them life threatening. But I am curious, like, what about the more dangerous allergies?
Yeah, so like you said, seasonal allergies to pollen are probably unlikely to kill you. But other allergens can produce a more serious immune reaction called anaphylactic shock. In this case, your body unleashes a flood of histamines, far more than what common seasonal allergens can induce, in addition to other chemicals involved in inflammation, like prostaglandins and leukotrienes. The excessive amount of histamine can spike your heart rate, dilate your blood vessels, and cause a rapid drop in blood pressure, which prevents blood from getting to vital organs. The sudden influx of prostaglandins and leukotrienes can constrict your airways and make it hard for you to breathe.
Yeah, it sounds so, so scary. And that's like when someone would need to use an EpiPen, right? What exactly do those do?
Yeah, so a lot of the people who experience these life-threatening reactions have to carry around what's known as a quote-unquote EpiPen, like you said, which is essentially a vial of epinephrine that you inject into your thigh. Epinephrine, also known as adrenaline, will open your airways, tighten your blood vessels, and raise your heart rate. That's usually enough to get your blood pressure back to sustainable levels and keep you breathing.
Gotcha. But here's another question. Is there anything we still don't know about allergies?
That's a great question, Jess.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, for one, we still don't know why some people experience allergies and others don't. And we also don't fully understand why our bodies react this way to seemingly benign things like pollen. One idea posits that it's an evolutionary holdover from our days as hunter-gatherers, when we might have routinely come into contact with dangerous substances. An immune system that could respond quickly to sudden danger would have been key to keeping our ancestors alive. But as we started living in these quote-unquote cleaner environments, meaning areas without much dirt, microbes, pollen, and whatnot, our immune systems got bored and needed something to do, so they started reacting to stuff that isn't actually harmful. And there's some decent research to suggest that exposing kids early on to lots of germs and allergens, not during a worldwide pandemic, of course, but in much safer times, could reduce their chances of developing allergies later in life.
Ah, yes. We really should all have a nice mud bath at least once in our lives.
Yeah, exactly. Dirt really isn't as bad as we think it is.
For sure. Okay, well, there you have it. Thanks, Claire.
My pleasure.
Got a question for the editors of Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by me, Claire Maltarelli, with additional editing and audio engineering by Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us a lot. For more PopSci audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. I'm Claire Maltarelli. Thanks for listening.